Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLB, TIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
And this is Doug Pollard bringing it to you with the very able assistance of Fiona Patton, the leader of the Australian Sex Party, who's sitting in with me and giving me a hand today.
Thank you. As long as I don't touch any dials, I'm okay.
No. Stay on this, stay on this side of the desk. Stay on this side of the desk. Safest place to be. Now, we've talked a lot about gay parenting on this program and indeed on the station as a whole. But mostly we've talked to the parents. But there is another side to the story. And that's the story of the children being brought up by same-sex parents. What's it like growing up in a same-sex family? This question also occurred to my next guest, the documentary filmmaker Maya Newell. Good afternoon, Maya.
Hi.
So, now, you want to make a movie with the kids of same-sex families.
Yeah, that's correct. So, I'm a child of same-sex parents. I've got two lesbian parents. And I've been thinking for a while, you know, we hear the stories from the parents all the time about their troubles with conception and all of this sort of stuff, but we really have not heard from the kids. And, you know, in Australia at the moment and, you know, pretty much all over the world, we're in a gay-by boom. So, you know, I love this. You know, there's queer spawn running around everywhere. And, you know, we're growing up pretty much and we've got our own story to tell. You know, we don't need the parents to tell our story. And I think that there's some very, you know, very specific kinds of types of experiences. You know, we've got, you know, butch dyke mums and camp feminine dads and, you know, we've...
And everything in between.
IVF, yeah. We've known what, you know, IVF and turkey bases are from, you know, our very beginnings. We know how to hide our families. We know how to, you know, we have to come out too. So, you know, this is a film that we've been working on, which is to sort of, you know, create a place for gaybies to talk and to have a voice.
So, how many people have you spoken to so far? Have you got a the beginnings of a cast?
Yeah, so we're pretty much in, you know, quite early stages. We've been talking. I've been just having a wonderful time talking to, you know, quite a lot of kids. Probably talked to about 30 or 40 kids already, just to find out what they've got to say. You know, but we are in the process of you know, reaching out to families, to queer families, to people who know queer families and really trying to get, you know, people on board, really.
Fiona.
Yeah, Maya, I've just got a quick question. I love this project and I'm so upset that my niece Bonnie will be too young for this. But I don't think a three-year-old's going to be able to fake eight. But I like that because I suspect that the eight-year-olds will actually have quite a different perspective than the 18-year-olds or will have had different experiences. That 10 years is a long time in our society and I know that at schools and when I speak to people, the acceptance of gay families has changed, I think, quite enormously in the last 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, no, definitely. And, you know, the age thing is really interesting. We've actually been interviewing, you know, three-year-olds as well who are like, I've got two mums and my friend, you know, Dan has a mum and a dad, you know, it's sort of like that. But then, yeah, obviously kids who are a lot older are able to analyze the situation. And I think that, you know, I've come from, you know, inner West Sydney, which is, you know, half the school has gay parents. But, well, maybe not when I was younger, but definitely when I was getting a bit older. And and I think that, you know, it's really easy to think that, you know, I'm in this bubble and, you know, it's sort of quite acceptable. But we've been finding with, you know, talking to kids that you step out of that city hub, you know, not even very far, you know, even slightly west or north, and kids are, you know, really still struggling a lot.
Yeah,
I suppose there's several different layers to this because, as you say, in the what John Howard used to call the latte sipping set, I suppose it doesn't raise an eyebrow. But once you get into suburbia,
it's going to be a whole different story. And once you get further out, it's going to be another story yet again in the smaller towns, I suspect.
Although, I just, my sister, her and her partner conceived and had Bonnie in far north Queensland in a cane cutter's little town called Dingo Beach.
Right.
And the average age is 68, I think. But it was remarkable how they embraced their relationship and embraced the child. And I mean, I was just so pleasantly surprised at how accepting that community was. And I think
actually we will be surprised by a lot of that. I've just come back from the UK, for example, attending the wedding of my niece.
Kate.
Vicky. My niece Vicky. Now, she's married a guy who is an out-and-out tradie, and all his tradie mates were there at the wedding. Lots of tattoos, and that was just their wives. It was great fun. They were very accepting of me and my partner. You know, those two older puffs from Australia in the corner, they were actually coming over and flirting with us. And at one point, my sister turned to me and said, "Didn't you two ever think of having children?" You know, everybody said, "Yeah, why didn't you? You'd have made a great dad, Doug," and all the rest of it. And then my sister turned to my niece and said, "Well, you've had four kids already. You wouldn't mind popping another one for your uncle, would you?" And everyone thought this was a great idea. You know, this was said, you know, with affection and with love.
Yeah.
Are you finding that the younger kids have had a different experience to you?
Yeah, again, like, you know, it's completely dependent on where they are, I think, probably has more to do with it. But, you know, I just to say as well, you know, there are the stories of, you know, kids having a difficult time and all of that. But the film, you know, my impetus for making this film is not, you know, it's about growing up and having these, you know, potentially horrible and challenging or, you know, those sort of experiences, but it's also about the, you know, absolutely hilarious moments, you know, that just need to be, the world needs to know about. and the great, you know, the great sense of, you know, pride in walking in Mardi Gras when you're, you know, 5 years old and you understand while you're there. You know, there's brilliant things that other kids will never experience in the same way.
Yeah. Tess has just messaged in with a question. She said, "Would you like to ask Maya about kids whose parents are living with gender dysphoria and one or other of the parents changes sex?"
I think that, you know, this is a film, it's not really just gay and lesbian, it's queer. And, you know, we all know that our families come in all shapes and forms and you know, it's... If a kid... identifies as growing up in a queer family, then we want to talk to you.
Yeah, because it's a big issue for... I know that it's a huge issue for some children that, you know, when one of their parents decides to transition, that's a really, really difficult thing for a lot of kids and for the parents themselves. Maybe that's a whole separate movie in itself, actually.
Yeah, no. Well, I think that, you know, because this is the first time, you know, really, at least in Australia, that kids are being given a voice, you know, about queer families from their perspective, then I think it's really important to reveal a, you know, really diverse sort of different family structures in the film. So I'm wary of, you know, the types of criticism that something like The Kids All Right received. Because that was the first time we'd seen our families on screen, you know, I had a really emotional reaction to that film, and there was a lot of anger and, you know, all of that. And so I think that it's really important to have, you know, to represent the gender dysphoria scenarios or the single gay mums or...
Well, here's another question. This is from Kevin. First of all, a big hello to Fiona and Doug from the Cubby House Boys, who are on Joy 94.9 on Monday nights at 10 p.m. Get the plug in. Get the plug in. Kevin says, "I'm a child from a divorced and then remarried to other people couple. Coming from a family where I have a dad and two very different mums, I find it very strange that people would have any issues with same-sex couples bringing up a child. Maya," says Kevin, "well done on giving the voice to those who are often spoken for instead of being able to have their own voice." And Kevin's also interested to hear what role bisexual parents might play in your documentary.
Sure. I mean, again, just, you know, thanks for that comment. But also, you know, if the story's right, then we want to represent everyone. So it really just depends on the kids, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Will you please send a copy to Jim Wallace at the Australian Christian Lobby,
who's very concerned about the children of same-sex couples? Very concerned. So I think you could allay a lot of his fears.
Oh, he'll get a copy, don't
Great.
Worry.
Thank you, Mike.
Whether he'll watch it or not is another matter. I mean, you know, somebody accessed all that porn on his computer, but he never saw any of it. So
No.
No. Okay, Maya, I have put all the details of how to contact you on the program's blog, which is rainbowreporter.com.
Yeah.
But do you want to give out an email address and so on now?
Yeah, that would be great. So just out again for everyone, we're really looking out for families. We are especially looking for dads, for kids who are living in, you know, not city centres, you know, you're hard to get hold of. So if you know someone who, you know, is part of a queer family, or you are, or you're a kid, please get in contact. And it is gaybybaby.doco@gmail.com.
Okay, that's gaybybaby, G-A-Y-B-Y-B-A-B-Y.
I love that.
gaybybaby.doco@gmail.com. And the lady you are writing to is Maya. Maya, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. Please let us know how things go.
We shall, and thank you very, very much.
Ah, you're more than welcome.
Congratulations, Maya. This is so exciting.
Such a great idea.
And as Kevin was saying, I mean, it's so great that, you know, rather than talking about these kids, we're actually hearing from the kids themselves.
Okay. So thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thank you.
Now, in a moment, we're going to be talking to Simon Margan from the International Lesbian and Gay Association.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.